Patient last name is Dayton, D-A-Y-T-O-N. First name is Stephen, S-T-E-V-E-N. Date of birth is December 2, 1965. Date of visit is September 10, 2025. Next rare of a chief complaint, unsteady gait. Next rare of history present in this patient is a 59-year-old male current chief complaint of unsteady gait. First up, patient tells me that he has been falling a lot. First up, he is this uncontrollably shaking and tremors when he walks. First up, have difficulty walking straight line. First up, a patient tells me that he's been having these symptoms for the last year or so. He's been having these symptoms for the last 2 years. First up, he tells me that it has been progressively worsening. First up, denies any. Patient describes some weakness in the arms and legs. Patient also have headaches. However, there's no diplopia. There's no dysarthria. Next nerve, neurological examination, mental status examination. Patient is awake and alert. Patient follow commands appropriately. Next nerve, cranial nerve examination. Patient to have right neck pain and right face pain. An attempt at suicide to the right neck. Patient tells me that the right face and right neck has been very painful. Facial expression symmetrically. Extraocular motor intact. Tongue and uvula midline. There's no significant dysarthria. Next paragraph, a motor examination. The patient has a tremor. Tremors in all limbs. Motor strength are 5 minus out of 5 to bilateral arms. 4 plus out of 5 to bilateral legs. Patient has a mildly increase in muscle tone. Sensory examination. Patient has a subjective decreased sensation to the legs. Normal sensation to the arms. An EMG nerve conduction study was performed today. The EMG nerve conduction study shows that he has a normal EMG nerve conduction study of the bilateral arms and legs. I was able to stimulate all the sensory nerves in the arms and legs. Gait examination shows that he has significant ataxic gait. Patient is very wobbly. Patient has a Y-based gait. Patient is not able to walk a straight line. Patient is not able to walk a tandem walk. Patient also has this tremors when he walks and stand up on the foot, stand up on the legs. Coordination is poor. Patient has poor ability to do finger to nose. Patient has significant difficulty to do alternating finger tapping. Diagnostic test, a brain MRI done on February 27, 2025. It was a normal study. It was done without contrast. Severe ataxia. Patient has wobbly gait. Patient has a Y-based gait. Patient also have a tremor when he's walking. With the legs. Patient also poor finger to nose. Patient has a very poor finger to nose. Patient has a poor alternating finger tapping. His symptoms are consistent with a cerebellar disease. Differential diagnosis will include the cerebellar lesions. Possible causes would include infectious causes of the cerebellum, such as from viruses. Other causes would also include patient have history of a significant drug use, including cocaine and methamphetamine. First up, explained to the patient that he could have drug-induced cerebellar lesions from the drugs, and also ischemia in the cerebellum causing these symptoms. Also other differential diagnosis will also include the genetic disorder, spinal cerebellar atrophy, and other genetic disorders. Recommendation: explain the patient to about diagnosis. Next number, I would like to recommend the patient to obtain a brain MRI without contrast, to evaluate for contrast enhancement. Also, I recommend the patient obtain a cervical spine MRI with and without contrast, and thoracic spine MRI with and without contrast, to evaluate umbrella for multiple sclerosis, spinal cord atrophy, acute. Transverse myelitis, and any CNS enhancement in the spinal cord. The previous neurologist has seen him before in the prison. I recommended him to go to a university-level neurology center, a neurology clinic, for further evaluation. I think that is a good idea to further evaluate for his ataxia symptoms, and also to rule any genetic disorders. Next number, a patient have this right facial pain and right neck pain as a result from a suicidal attempt to his right neck. I recommend him to try gabapentin 300 milligrams of TID for the right face pain and the right neck pain, as that is likely nerve damages from his suicidal attempt. This marks a DNP patient. Next patient, last name is D. Grange, D-E-G-R-A-N-G-E. First name is Allen, A-L-L-E-N. Date of visit is September 10, 2025. The date of birth is July 15, 1956. Next, chief complaint. Chief complaint, a weakness in the arms and drooling, D-R-O-O-L-I-N-G. Next, a chief complaint. History present known as patient is a 69-year-old male, chief complaint of weakness in the arms and drooling, D-R-O-O-L-I-N-G. First, patient is accompanied with a sister. According to them, a patient has been having progressive slowness for the last few months. Patient to a point that he's so slow, he has difficulty walking. He's fallen twice recently. He's also drooling a lot. A patient has been having a lot of difficulty walking. Patient also feel weak in the arms. Neurological examination, mental state examination, patient's awake and alert. Cranial nerve examination, patient has a significant monotonous voice. Patient's low volume voice. Patient has a masked face. Patient has decreased in eye blinking speed. Patient speaks very slowly. Extraocular motor intact. Motor examination, patient has carpal rigidity on both arms. Patient also have mild tremors in both arms. Motor strength are 4+ out of 5 symmetrically. Next row, gait examination, patient has significant shuffling gait. A patient walks very slowly. Patient decreasing arm swing. Patient decreasing arm swing when he walks. Next row, impression, Parkinson's disease. Patient has classic signs and symptoms of Parkinson's disease, including drooling. D-R-O-O-L-I-N-G, diffuse bradykinesia, mask face, decreasing eye blinking speed, a monotonous voice, decreasing arm swing when he walks, these are all common signs and symptoms for Parkinson's disease. A patient's grandmother have history of Parkinson's disease. Next, we have a review system. Explain the patient about diagnosis. Next, we start a patient on Sinemet, 25/100 milligram pills, one pill twice a day for Parkinson's disease. Number two, we'll start a patient on benztropine, benztropine, 1 milligram, 1 for the drooling, for stomach somewhere. Explain the patient common side effects from the medication. So first off, recommendation file with me in 1 month. I could go through the medication. First off, we may need to adjust and increase the dosage as he can tolerate the medication. First off, this marks the end of dictation.